time for another Piano Puzzler. I'm in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser studio, and Bruce Adolph is at the piano.
Hi, Fred.
Hi, Bruce. Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, like a folk song or a children's song or a pop tune or even a familiar melody from the world of classical music, and he rewrites that familiar tune in the style of a classical composer. We get a listener on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Don Smith is on the line from Madison, Wisconsin. Don, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
Don, what's your musical background?
Oh, it's varied. Piano playing as a child and as a university student, and then I switched over to the record business and spent 42 years trying to convince people to buy various kinds of music, from Elvis Presley to Beethoven.
Now, you were working for which company?
Well, I started in Chicago with RCA in the distribution part of the business.
Uh-huh. So did you ever get to meet the artists?
Occasionally, I had a breakfast with Perry Como. That dates me, doesn't it? And I had a very interesting lunch with the violinist Henrik Schiering. Also met Van Cliburn. Those are probably three of the more familiar names.
It sounds like a fascinating line of work.
Well, it was kind of fun.
Well, Don, I hope this will be as much fun, putting you through the musical ringer here with the Piano Puzzler. Bruce will play this, then see if you can guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. And I don't know what's coming either, so if you get stuck, maybe I can help. And if you get stuck on the composer, we can offer you some musical clues as well.
If I strike out, then nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Absolutely. Don Smith, here's your Piano Puzzler.
Brilliant, brilliant.
Well, I guess you got it then.
Well, the first chords gave it away as Beethoven.
Yes, well, definitely Beethoven.
The tune was a little more difficult to pick out. I seem to hear a little bit of the old Yes, Jesus Loves Me hymn in there.
Well, it's got some similarities to that, actually. Do you recognize the piece by Beethoven I was basing it on?
Yeah, it was one of the, and I'm trying to remember which one, one of the piano sonatas.
It is. The only reason I ask is that there's a connection between the name of the piano sonata and the tune.
Patati, Capacionata, Tempest, Hammerklavier.
You got it in there, one of them.
Patati. It isn't Patati.
Well, you did say it, so we can say you said Hammerklavier, and yeah. There's a relationship between the tune and the title Hammerklavier.
Land.
That's right. Now think about the title of the Beethoven and see if something strikes you.
Ah, If I Had a Hammer, of course.
That's it. So this is If I Had a Hammer Clavier.
Yeah. Well, I have to say that Bruce certainly obscures the tune rather beautifully.
Well, this was a fun one. Because of Hammer Clavier and If I Had a Hammer, I just took the opening of the Beethoven and then... And it's right in there.
Bruce, do you stay up late at night thinking up these things?
Sometimes I have to.
Well, it's a pleasure doing it.
Well, Don Smith, well done. You got Beethoven, and you found your way to the tune, too.
Well, thank you, guys.
Don Smith from Madison, Wisconsin. What's your public radio station?
Well, we have Wisconsin Public Radio down here, WERN.
Don, thank you so much for playing the Piano Puzzler this week.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.
American Public Media.